I'm pretty excited about this. We are talking to Hank Azaria, who does the voice of Bud Buckwall in the new Fox Border Town. Hank is one of those actors that has done so many voices, especially on The Simpsons.
So what was the pitch to you for this show? Like, what was the thing that drew you to it? Thought you, you know.
It was really that it was, you know, Seth MacFarlane's company and Mark Henteman, who I know had worked with Seth for a long time, and then, you know, when I read it and I saw some of the animation they already had, it seemed like it was in the Family Guy sensibility realm, and which I find very funny. So I was like, sure, why not? And you know, Family Guy gets to, I've always envied them for years because they get to go a lot farther than we do in almost every way. Like, they can be much more risque, much more offensive. Like, we feel like the nerdy middle school kids, and they're like the cool high school kids. So I want to get in on that.
Back at the beginning, though, I mean, the Simpsons were the bad boys.
Yeah, times change. Well, seriously, I mean, it's... You're right, we opened the door, I guess, in certain ways for, like, Family Guy and South Park and things like that. But they definitely took the ball and ran with it. So it's fun to be able to be that out there.
Mm. Yeah. Your character is being described as like a modern-day Archie Bunker.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. I do, too. There's something... do you think because of everything that's going on right now,
yeah,
in the nation, it's time for a show like this?
Yeah, I mean, even when we were making it, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago it was, and now it's even more topical, which I'm not happy about, actually, but, you know, but happy to cash in on it, I guess. I don't know. I thought that All in the Family is one of my favorite shows, and what's amazing to me, I'm a definite student of television. I love television and I've watched it my whole life. And, you know, for all the stuff you can do on cable and how far you can go and nudity and language and whatever, I don't think you could make All in the Family now. I really don't. I don't think anyone would do it because in our politically correct society, it just wouldn't fly. But the closest thing, like, I think where some of these cartoons have gotten closest to it. In that way, I was referring to earlier about how we can't quite go there on The Simpsons. But certainly South Park and Family Guy and a couple others have. Yeah. And so I think this is a very good social use of that ability, you know, of an Archie Bunker-like character. Bottom line is you hope the show's funny.
Yeah.
And interesting, but it's definitely, you know, and it, you know, even if there weren't this Donald Trump stuff going on,
who
I know, which I assume he's referring to, it still is very topical. Even if there wasn't anybody throwing gasoline on this fire, it's still an issue, you know, a multi-layered issue.
Do you work closely with Lalo Garza?
No. I mean, I would record, I live in New York, so I do my stuff from there, you know, and I'll re-record as they rewrite, you know, but I was like, you know, like animation is done often, I was sort of inserted in,
my part.
Yeah, I'm so used to doing it, too, that I almost prefer to work alone at this point. I would work with Mark Henteman. Mark directed all my sessions.
Oh.
And I would work with Mark.
What are the sort of things that you talked about? Like, are there specific influences, like maybe Archie Bunker or maybe another sort of character or archetype that you're using to bring in?
Well, there's sort of two different considerations. One is like just what voice to go with and what's just comedically and dramatically going to work. And then there's, you know, what's the right motor for the character? Like, what's his, you know, who is he emotionally? Like, is he childish? Is he more of an adolescent than a child? Is he crusty or is he sort of naive? And And then, you know, they bleed over because, like, certain vocal qualities will lend itself to that more. But a lot of it actually reminded me of the early days of The Simpsons. I haven't really done something like this since then, 27 years ago, 28 years ago. And where you really have to find, like, right now I take for granted, you know, I've been doing Mo the Bartender for 27 years. I don't really think about his character too much anymore. Whereas this, we really had to stop and make decisions about, well... And we changed it. We tried a bunch of different things and then eventually hit on, you know, what we thought would work. But some of it's a biofeedback system. Like, if you're lucky enough to stay on the air, things can change a little bit. Like, if you remember the early days of The Simpsons, Homer's voice changed quite a lot in the course of that first season as they sort of found where it vocally wanted to live. And that could happen here. You know, you never know until you, like, sort of see how it's playing.
Has it changed in, like, since in the however many episodes you've done already?
That voice?
Yeah.
No, we were like, we kind of reopened it at a certain point and tried a couple other things. And I remember I had one day where I said, let's like not even limit ourselves. Let's just, we took like a few pages of dialogue and I tried like literally a dozen different takes on it. And we got close to switching it to something else. Then we ended up coming back to what we originally had. You know, but if nothing else, it's just kind of a fun afternoon. You know, you just mess around and see if sometimes you get surprised by stuff you didn't think would work. Like, actually, that's really funny. That's happened to me a few times where you're like, I was just doing that as a joke, but that's what the character ended up being, you know. So, yeah. But mostly I just wanted to serve, you know, what was, you know, what the writers envisioned and what would me best bring out what they wanted to accomplish. Like, for example, when I read it, the first thing that came to mind was a Southern character, which the daughter, one of the daughters sounds decidedly Southern, the little, like, beauty contestant daughter.
Yeah.
But we wanted to stay away from that because the show's so racially oriented that we didn't want to be saying, so this is how Southern people are. We wanted to be more universal than that, you know, so we stayed away from that, even though it seemed like it would be lending itself to that just rhythmically and everything. Yeah.
At this point in your career, how many voices of you, characters have you done? I mean...
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
We're talking about that.
Yeah, I'm basically a mimic at heart, really. I'm an impressionist and a mimic. You know, that's like my... That's my talent. That's what I was, like, you know, gifted with. And then I parlayed that into an acting career, but... Yeah, that's what I'm, like, most suited to do, really. So, I mean, on The Simpsons, I mean, probably, like, 50 solid, like, distinctive characters that come back. And then beyond that, another 20, 30 that I did once or twice. And then probably over the, you know, so something on the order of, like, 100 or something. I don't know.
You're also gifted in front of the camera, too.
Well, thank you very much. But I had to go to school for that. The voice thing I seemed to be able to do from when I was little.
Are there any other voices that you're doing for the show? Or
Every once in a while I'll do some weird one-off thing. But in general, no. I'm basically the voice of Bud. Another weird thing for me. I mean, in any given Simpsons episode, I'm always doing 10, 15 characters. It was odd to just, like, do one central character in a cartoon show. Odd for me.
Is it something that you enjoy doing, or is it...
I kind of missed being able to mess around. Not that I got bored, but it was like, oh, I want to do the crazy janitor guy. It's a little bit more of, like, a marathon mentality than a sprint. Like, you're not in there to just... Like, I'm used to, like, get in there and get a laugh and get out. You know, and this is much more of like, it's a little harder, actually.
Well, it's probably a possibility if the show goes into a second season, a third season, and you never know, you might be able to do another character.
Maybe I'll start doing more. And part of the problem is that I literally, I think I've done every voice I can possibly do on The Simpsons over the last one. I don't know that there's, I'm not even kidding.
I know.
I don't know what I could do differently on this show. I was lucky I came up with this voice that was different from me. And a couple, we were worried, that was another big consideration, keeping it different than anything I'd done on The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. And a couple of times I would sort of lapse in, he's not that far from comic book guy. And a couple of times, yeah,
I heard that for a moment.
I would lapse into. I re-recorded a few lines because they were too comic book guy-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I had to Yeah, we have to be careful of that.
Guys, unless you have one more question, are we good?
Yeah,
I think we're good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
So much.
Sure.